Hello and welcome back to What Do You Know For Sure podcast with me, Anne Hughes. In this episode, I was joined by Issa Marie Blanco, who was joining us from Munich in Germany. And she was talking about how humans are resilient and powerful beyond our very awareness. And we just don't have the understanding of the capacities that we have within us. Well, maybe some of us do. I think Issa Marie certainly does. But it was a really interesting conversation. And within that, we were also talking about forgiveness therapy, which is something that she does. And we had a wee chat through some forgivenesses that I perhaps need to get on board with. So it was a really fascinating conversation and one I hope that you enjoy. Issa Marie, thank you very much for joining me on the podcast.
You're very welcome. Thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited to share a bit with you and for everyone that is going to be hearing this. Yes. Oh,
perfect. Tell us a bit about you.
Well, I can tell you about me. So I am on the shamanic path for over 10 years, and I work shamanic healing, but also I do plant medicine, both of them, and healing. So I blend shamanic healing with energetics and also the mindset with forgiveness. So I do three lines of work that I really devoted and dedicated is shamanism, energy healing, and forgiveness. Those are my three things that I'm super, super passionate about.
Perfect. And where are you in the world?
I am in Germany since 2008, at the end of 2018 here. Yeah, I have lived in different countries. I lived in England. I lived in South Africa and Colombia and Mexico, and it's just different places due to relocating for work. But yeah, now I'm here.
Perfect, perfect. So tell me, Issa Marie, what do you know for sure?
Oh my God, what I know for sure. Do I have to pick one?
Well, let's start with one and see where we get to.
Yeah. Do I know for sure is that humans are resilient and powerful to a depth that they're not even aware, cannot even comprehend sometimes, that capacities that we have, the strength and the power that we have within us. That would be the first thing that I would come and I would say, yeah, definitely.
See, what I find so interesting about this, because I totally agree that I think we are very resilient and we are very powerful. Most people think that they are not that.
Yeah.
So how did you come to know that would be really interesting for, because you couldn't have always known it, I would assume.
No. And that's the beauty, that the things that's the work that I also do with forgiveness is the mindset. So I normally said when life, it's about when you are in a challenge or when you go through a hardship in life, you are given an opportunity to use that. And you always have a choice, but you can choose what to do. Is I always tell people, it's not what happens to you, but what you do with what happened to you, what matters.
Yes.
And that's the tipping point. That was for me, and that I have seen that it's been like that for all of my clients, the people that work with me. It's like that. Is there is a moment where you can choose either stay in that place or move and use that situation or that space to propel you into something greater. That's how it was for me. Yeah. So I can give you a particular case of what it was, but it was exactly going through an incredibly painful and hard moment of my life.
Yeah.
Those that you're, oh, you're so in the bottom that it's just there is no more rocking bottom from there. Just you are in it, in the that space that it's just you feel that there is nothing from that place. There's it's just black hole, or I don't know how to describe it, but it is in that moment that you just actually shift that and said, no, this is not gonna define me.
I totally agree. And having been in that place before, I had an acquired brain injury, and my consultant would still say I shouldn't have got as well as I got. And I know that it was what I did with it. Like, as soon as I understood, I knew that I would have to fix it in my own head, that I had to, and I don't mean, you know, physically in my own head, because obviously the brain surgeon did that, but I would have to choose how I was going to show up in this moment. And so I showed up in every single moment with continually, I'll keep moving forward. So I can get that, and I understand that of my own resilience, I do reflect that my resilience was probably built in hard times when I was a child, etc.
Absolutely.
It puts you in a bizarre place, doesn't it? Because it makes you think, well, if that hadn't happened, would I have been strong enough to survive this? My mum died when I was a child. Had that not happened and had I not built that resilience, would I have survived my brain injury? Who knows? Who knows? It does put you in a strange place, doesn't it?
Yeah, totally. And you know what? I think it's, for me, it's a building up. Mm-hmm. It's like, because with everything that happens in your life, with let's just call it difficulty, okay, or hardship, everything is like preparing you and actually giving you a different, every little thing is a stepping stone. Like you're stepping in a different level into a, up to a different level, up to a different level, upping up your game, if you want to call it that way, in your capacity to endure and your capacity to thrive and your capacity to be perseverant, to really have this resilient. We're building up. It's like a muscle.
Yeah.
We're building up that muscle. So when things happen and we are actually that, like life can be incredibly challenging sometimes and it really like put us on our knees sometimes, we are, it's not that we denied the hardness of it, but we are on our knees, but we said, okay, we're going to take a moment. We be in that space. We let it go through us. And then it's like, I know I can do this. And I exercise that I like to give to people that I work with is look back.
Yeah.
Other moments in life that you were so challenged, that you were on your knees, the times you said, I cannot, this is it. I just cannot do this. Look back and said, when was the last time you had that feeling?
Yeah.
And where, if you are here today, questioning yourself again, is because indeed in the past, you were able to rise above that situation. You did. And therefore you can. You do have the capacity. And it's just remind yourself, because when we are in that space, we lose perspective. It's all black. Yeah. It's like really hard to see a light. And that's what is so important, to have someone that helps you, that assists you, like that guides you. I always like to say to my clients is I'm like a light, like a really shining light. It's, you need a light, something that is guiding you mm-hmm. in that process. And it's really, it makes a difference, definitely.
Yeah, in the pandemic, I actually did a workshop virtually with a lot of teams on building resilience. And that was a huge part of it, getting them to remember a tough time in their life. And I think now on the other side of the pandemic, we can all say we've got, if we survived the pandemic and everything it brought to us, then we've all exercised the muscle of resilience now, haven't we?
Absolutely, absolutely. And actually, you're exercising your muscle of resilience, not only with something incredibly challenging in your life, it's like comes to reality. It's there are different degrees on how much you can exercise that muscle. So you can do a super, super, super like big like exercise, or you can do small exercises. But everything that is taking us out a little bit of our comfort zone or a little bit of our normality is exercising our resilience, because it's our capacity to expand, not only to come from something, but also to expand, because the process is that we are growing.
Yeah.
And the life, it's a constant process of outgrowing ourselves constantly.
Yeah.
Because we keep evolving and we keep growing.
Yeah. And I was really interested when I was looking on your website, and you've referred to it in what we've been chatting about, but that you are a forgiveness therapist. Because I do think that forgiveness is something we like to say that we're good at, right? But if I'm being very honest with myself, then I do have some blocks when it comes to some forgivenesses. And I understand the blocks, and I often say that isn't the biggest block to my spiritual development. What is that journey like, and how can people start to think differently about forgiveness? I get forgiveness is something that you're doing for yourself. You're not doing it for anybody else. You're doing it for yourself, right?
Yeah.
But I do have a couple of things in my life that I'm really challenged with. One thing mainly about how do you move past that? This is challenging for folk.
Absolutely, absolutely. The first thing to say is that, well, you said there was a few things that I want to say. So first one is forgiveness is not about others.
Yeah.
Forgiveness, and you said that, forgiveness is about yourself. It's something that you're doing for you to free yourself. And as you free yourself, you free the others, but it's about you.
Yeah.
your liberation and your freedom. The other thing about forgiveness is that when we are, it's not an easy process. It's really not easy to really deal with forgiveness to the core. It's not an easy process, because truly forgiveness happens when you're free from that situation, when you can go back to that place, revisit the whole experience, and you don't get triggered. It's not, there is no hook. That's what I said. Yeah. There's no hook. You can still feel the feelings. You can, you're not denying that you felt despair, incredibly sad, like you were sad, all this incredible, like amount of feelings that come through. You're not denying that, but it doesn't hook you. And the other thing that what I like try to tell people, and that's the my go-to when it's hard, but it's try to do this exercise, is think of, go to that place, right, or that situation, and from that place and into where you're now, and how that allowed you and how that assists you in your becoming,
yeah,
right? What gave you everything that happened, and especially the most painful situations in life, are the one that are more filled with lessons and wisdom. So when you're able to visit that place, right, as uncomfortable it might be, because it's not easy, and you said, okay, what I got from this? No, nothing. The first reaction, the mind is like trying to protect you. I said, no, nothing. No. Everything was bad. Again, I'm not denying that it was bad. It could be really, really hard. But what has changed? What it gave you? And then it's like, okay, in this situation, what I discover that I am stronger, that I'm stronger than I believe. I actually had to learn this and this and this skills because I didn't have them. And in order to get from that place, to move from that place, I needed to learn these skills. I needed to do so. All those changes, they were gifts for you. It was something that was actually like giving you something, right? It's not only bad. It's just shifting from that it's all bad to, well, no, a few things were positive. You took the positive from it.
Yeah.
Find the goal. That's what I say to my clients.
So when I reflect on my block and forgiveness, like I had aunts and uncles and things that when my mum died, I was 13 and they just stopped visiting us. They would walk past me in the street. We stayed in the same town. They would walk past me in the street. I don't have any feelings for them at all really now, but I still see them and I still walk past them in the street, and it happened 35 years ago. What do you say in that forgiveness? Do I need to speak to them in order for the forgiveness to be complete? And am I okay just having no feelings at all, but being able to just be okay with not speaking to them?
Yeah, that's one of the things, the misconceptions with forgiveness.
Yeah.
Forgiveness doesn't mean that you need to go into them to the street and talk to them in order to forgiveness to happen. No. Forgiveness is a process that happens within you.
Okay.
When you are free, when you feel that freedom, and that is forgiveness, that's it. It has nothing to do with them. It's all about you. So if you can walk in the street and have no hook, and you see them and you don't feel like resentment and despite and all this that comes about when it's, and you just look at them like if you were looking any other human being walking in the street, whatever, that is, there's nothing that is hooking me to you. I'm free from this. And yes, then you have forgiven.
Yeah. That's so wonderful. I think that's really insightful, because what I've found on my journey is if I speak about that, it's a really common thing that happens in difficult, like divorce and different things like that, death. And people are so resentful of it because we start talking about it. And so it's really interesting to know that it doesn't mean I've not forgiven them, because I mean, they probably don't care about my forgiveness. So it's all just an internal job, isn't it? It's all about me.
Yeah,
that's part of building your resilience too, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. Absolutely. And really recognizing that it's not about them. Uh-huh. It's about you. And also, you're not responsible for how they behave.
Yeah.
Have nothing to do with you. So can you see, it's all about you. And for you to have the discernment to see, you know what? That's on them.
Yeah.
If that people chose to behave in that way, to do that, it's not saying anything about me. It's actually talking about them. not about you.
And
remind yourself and see it that way. That really helps us when we're able to just step back and just kind of see the bigger picture and remind yourself about these little things.
Okay, I think that's wonderful, and so many insights in this conversation for listeners to hopefully get lots from. Issa Mary, thank you so much for coming on the podcast and for sharing your wisdom.
You're very, very welcome. It was lovely, lovely, lovely to be here. And as I said, forgiveness is it's a process, but forgiveness is a gift that you give to yourself.
Beautiful.
It's a gift for yourself. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Hello, and thank you for joining me on this episode of What Do You Know For Sure podcast. If you would like to connect with me, you can do that across social media by searching Anne Hughes Ignite. If I refer to my radio show and the podcast, you can catch those on my Mixcloud. Again, just searching Anne Hughes Ignite. And if you or anybody you know want to answer this question with me, please do get in touch. Just go onto my website, annehughesignite.co.uk, and fill in the contact page at the bottom, and I'll be delighted to have this conversation with you too. Thank you.